Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. This week, we're going to talk about the cloud, and I don't just mean the clouds that we wish were showing up over the Midwest, dropping some rain, but a different kind of cloud, and that's going to have to do with how we connect technically today with our computers and that kind of thing. It's now certainly making itself felt in the agribusiness arena. With me, I have Mike Santostefano, who is with Ag Integrated. And Mike, first of all, just welcome. Been quite a while since we've had a chance to talk.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me on.
You guys just announced OnSite, just like it's spelled, O-N-S-I-T-E. And this is fueled by Ag Integrated. Before we go further, why don't you just tell us a little bit about Ag Integrated for those who are not familiar with the company?
Well, Ag Integrated, we've been developing precision ag, what I would call enterprise solutions, for over a decade now. And you know, these solutions would be things like logistics and soil sample management and you know, things along those lines. But in the last couple years, we started developing OnSite because what we noticed is that the amount of disconnected systems out there and equipment was causing precision ag adoption to halt. And it was really causing a lot of frustration for those that had to deal with this precision ag information from day to day.
Well, I fully understand that. I think that as we keep finding, when it comes to new technology, those in the ag industry, farmers in particular, are often at or ahead of the curve even, and some, and they're just as frustrated as others when things don't work the way they should. And when it comes to things like transferring data, for example, now between your machine and computers and getting that into databases, we want to do that in an increasingly mobile way, and that it goes for everybody, but certainly when you're looking at what these farmers are doing out on their tractors and sprayers and combines, it's just as big, if not more, of an issue to be able to have that kind of connectivity, right?
Correct, and you said it, the farmers included are better prepared than they ever have been to handle all of this data. And the reason for that is the adoption of smartphones and tablets. And, you know, that mobile office is allowing them to handle all of this information and get it to the right place so that they can, you know, make decisions and make decisions that help them increase their yields. So with OnSite, what we did is we tried to capitalize on that mobile, you know, smartphone and tablet, you know, kind of revolution that's going on in agriculture and across the world. And what we did is we created a cloud solution that helps to connect the individuals, the precision ag consumer, we call them, so that they can build a network to communicate data amongst themselves. And that's across all levels, you know, the farmer and the trusted advisors that they are working with, the consultants, the retailers, the co-ops, the seed manufacturers, equipment manufacturers. And by doing that, you start to be able to move this information more efficiently and get it to the places it needs to be. And that includes interacting with the equipment itself and doing it in a way that, you know, they can interact and communicate with any brand of equipment, any color of equipment. So they can move information prescription files into any brand of equipment with OnSite and then get the as applied and yield data back out and then back into the software that they're using out there. There's an amazing amount of software systems out there that help to process this information and crunch the numbers and make, you know, help the farmers and those advisors make the decisions that they need to from day to day. But, you know, again, being able to connect all those individuals and the equipment and then connect it into the software, that's what OnSite's all about. It's about being a portal to help make it more efficient again and help drive that precision ag adoption up again because it's kind of slowed down recently.
Well, how are you accomplishing that? Is there I'm assuming some kind of like a subscription type service. And then how about on the hardware side in order to connect to you, for example?
Correct. So with OnSite, it's a subscription service. It's consumer driven, so, you know, straight to the end user, and you can get a user account with a cloud-based desktop app and mobile app, and that's with Android or iOS. And then what we did is we developed what's called a relay, and that's a wireless data transfer device to move information, you know, those prescription files as applied and yield data from your mobile device, your tablet or smartphone, into a compact flash or USB drive, and then into the equipment or vice versa, out of the equipment. And, you know, you can view that USB or compact flash information and then move it back into your mobile device and then up into the cloud to the individual or the software that you need to get it into.
Now, not everybody who farms is necessarily using what we call precision agriculture. Would this have an application, even if it's just simply to want to have a place in the cloud to store information and data to try to sync maybe some non-precision devices, for example?
Absolutely. This is a perfect example. If you have a farm and you have several operators and agronomists that are working within your farming operation, you can connect everyone with the on-site network and move information. And when I say information, I'm talking about maps, PDFs, reports, help documents to help someone out on the tractor deal with an issue with the tractor. And also, it's about asset tracking. So since mobile devices, smartphones, and tablets have GPS units right on them, we've included a mapping system that allows you to track where people are, whether they're on equipment or not on equipment. And that helps with logistics so that you can see where they are, which fields they're in, and also include your field boundaries in there so you can get geofence alerts of where your operators are, which fields they're in, where your agronomists, your scouts, you know, where they're located, and help make decisions, you know, along those lines. And what OnSite does is it does this in a low barrier to entry kind of way, because you already have your smartphone and tablet, you already have your data plans on there, so you can quickly get started with asset tracking and telematics or data movement by utilizing what you already have.
Hmm. How about when it comes to the fact that there are a lot of software options, for example, in the precision area, as well as hardware for that matter? How well do you integrate with all those kind of various systems?
Well, again, there are quite a few systems out there, but they're all very necessary. You know, each software system, each company that creates these software systems are experts in various areas. And, you know, you can't have one company that is an expert in every single one of those areas and creates a one-size-fits-all kind of solution because of the different crops, because of the different regions. So with OnSite, what we set out to do is create a solution that is what we call agnostic or neutral. And you can use OnSite with any software system and any equipment that you have, first and foremost. And, you know, because you can manually move files from software and into equipment using the relay or vice versa back out and then into the software you need to, you can use any equipment. Now, what we've done is we have the ability to connect into any equipment telematic systems that are being developed. So we've already connected into the Raven Slingshot system. So if you have a Raven Slingshot device, you can hook that into the on-site system and send files directly into the Raven Viper monitors or out of those, and also view the location of those tractors. So we're working with John Deere and others to implement their telematics and asset tracking systems as well. We also have an on-site API that allows the software systems that are out there to directly connect into the on-site network so that you can click a button, say, within a certain software system and send a prescription file to your on-site account or to any of your connections, people or equipment, and then vice versa, be able to move data from the on-site network back into the software system that you're using. So you're, again, it's a portal to help get the information where it needs to be, whether it's equipment, software, or the people that need to see it.
Wow. Well, how about for somebody who would like to see this in action, for example, will we be seeing you out and about around the country, or do we just direct them, for example, to, let's see, what's the website, onsiteag.com, to be able to kind of get a demonstration of how this works?
Yes, onsiteag.com has quite a bit of information on there for, you know, an overview of what onsite is. We're also going to be at the International Precision Ag Conference next week in Indianapolis, Monday through Wednesday, and also at the Raven Innovation Summit in Sioux Falls in a couple weeks. What we're going to be doing is releasing onsite in a week or two, and you'll be able to purchase the subscription for a user account and the relay directly on the onsite ag website, and you'd receive a username and password, and you can get started right away. It's an app solution, so it's just like those apps that you have in your smartphones and tablets. It doesn't take weeks to learn how to use it. It takes, you know, hours or even minutes to start to get going right away. So, it's not too difficult to use, and, it's very easy to get started.
All right. Well, I will probably see you in Indianapolis next week, and then you'll get to see Cindy at the Raven Summit that you mentioned, too. So the ZimCom team hopefully will get to see how this works. Maybe if we have a chance there.
Excellent. That sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's Mike Santostefano with Ag Integrated talking about onsite. I call it Ag in the Cloud, and we'll get to see how that develops and grows since the release is coming up here very shortly. And that is our ZimCast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the ZimCast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.